This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. Hello and welcome. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with naturalnews.com. And today we're joined by a very special guest, an individual whose identity remains a secret. His name is Joe Nobody. Yeah, Mr. Nobody. Hey, who'd you interview today? Nobody. He's the author of numerous books on survival and preparedness. He's got a plethora of really fantastic information. I've come to be an avid reader of his books and to respect his experience. We're going to ask him about his background and his experience today. He's got a couple of books that are newer out. One is Without Rule of Law, and I'm going to ask him about that book. He's also got a new book just out called The Teotihuacan Tuxedo. That's the Teotihuacan, that's the end of the world as we know it. It's sort of an acronym that's used very commonly in the prepper community. He's got a great book out on that that's pretty hardcore in some of the strategies and suggestions for how to survive just about anything. And he's become increasingly popular now in 2012, and I'm sure he will be as things begin to unfold. So joining us via Skype is Joe Nobody.
Yes, sir. I'm here. How are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for joining me again today. A lot of people are out there enjoying your books, by the way. Let's talk about a couple of your newer books, in particular, Without Rule of Law, which is available on Amazon.com and other locations. What's this book all about? Why is it getting such high ratings and reviews?
It is a book that really encompasses four main skills. It is written for just in case your preparations, self-reliance is not enough. In the front of the book, we talk about who is to say that there is, no SHFT-2. Who's to say that 2 years after an event happens, there won't be a flood or something else? And a lot of the folks that I work with, interact with, they don't need to be an Army sniper or a Marine Corps sniper. They don't need to be a Special Forces operative, but they probably could use a little guidance on stalking, hiding, evading, infiltration, and scavenging. And so at a level that is adequate for that most people's physical condition and skills are adequate, we walk them through a lot of things that they can do to prepare and practice, equipment that they should have.
Can you clarify for our audience why people need these skills?
Well, we go through several different scenarios. A lot of us, myself included, have some seeds put away. We maybe have enough store-bought goods to last us some number of months. So we plant a garden, we pick our berries, we gather our walnuts, we fish, we hunt. But if an early frost comes, if a tornado destroys your bug out location, any number of disasters, man-made or natural, there's no law of physics that says an event is only going to happen once, that you're only going to have to survive through a bad time once. So in that scenario, if it's either starve or go out and scavenge, if it's either starve and go find a building or someplace that's already been picked clean to get food for your family, then I think that, there's no law. Without rule of law, it's justified. It's morally justified to me, and I hope most of the readers agree with that.
But just to be clear, you're talking about like an abandoned building. You're not talking about, taking from others who have their food stored away, anything like that.
Absolutely. The book is really focused on scavenging, not looting. It does, talk quite a bit about how others may be hunting for you how to evade them, how to hide. It goes through quite a bit of camouflage. It goes through disguises.
What about the idea that a lot of people are out there preparing for things just by reading books or watching videos, but they don't really have the practical experience? I mean, some people think they're ready for the end of the world because they've watched Survivor Man, you know, on the Discovery Channel or wherever it's aired. That whole thing is fabricated, by the way. That's not real. What do you say to people about knowledge versus actual skills and experience?
Well, thank you for bringing that up. Without rule of law is full of exercises. Continually try to stress in there. Get up off your Alpha Sierra and do it. I'll just give you the simplest example, and it's something mundane. It's something absolutely boring, but dig a hole. Take an entrenching tool or a shovel or whatever, your garden shears, and dig a hole. Physically go out there somewhere, and hopefully in your own property.
In a city park.
Yeah, city park. Don't do that, please. And dig a hole. And how long does it take you?
Right.
Because if you're out in the field, you spend a lot of time in the dirt. I once claimed that I was an expert on everything root bound. You spend a lot of time in the dirt when you're in the field, especially if you're trying to avoid other people, which is wise. And the book is full of examples. We try to make them fun. We try to make them entertaining, or a game that you can play with your kids or your family members. But it overall helps with your preparation.
Yeah, very much so. Let me ask you about your background. I know you're protecting your identity, so there are things you can't disclose, but what are you willing to say on the record about your experience, or sort of where you learned all this, how you gathered this information?
Well, it's interesting in a way, and I'm not. Thanks for the opportunity to sit and tell exaggerate old Army stories that would probably end up being lies. But the majority of the knowledge base that we've put in the book, the people that we have interviewed, the research that we have done, my own personal experience, the majority of that actually is not military. The modern United States military is an offensive-minded entity. There's an adage that's very, very common amongst soldiers, which is, if it's fixed, it's dead. And so for years, our military has trained, equipped, their strategic and their tactical capabilities are mobile. They move. Again, with missiles, aircraft, enemy artillery, all of these modern weapons, long-distance weapons, very accurate, very remote. If it's fixed, it's dead. So as we were going through all of this, where we found the best knowledge base was actually through the private military contractors. And these folks in Iraq commonly had to guard a facility, guard asset, guard an individual. Example would be the judges at Saddam Hussein's trial. A lot of people wanted those guys. Well, they were protected, guarded, if you will, by private military contractors. And their homes, their families, where they went to lunch, their route back and forth, all of that experience in defending a location and setting up a location to withstand in a pretty vicious attack, possibly. So the private military contractors guarded everything from bulldozers, warehouses of bulldozers, to UN projects building schoolhouses. And there was a tremendous knowledge base gathered out of that, out of those folks and out of that experience.
Hmm. So did you interview private contractors who served in that role and gather knowledge from them? Or how did you, or were you one of them perhaps? I don't know.
Well, I'll stay anonymous on all of this. I used a combination of my own experience. There were some excellent, still are, some excellent training facilities, Monarch in the Carolinas, is a huge facility, a gun site. There's even one in Nacogdoches, Texas, ran by Sergeant Paul Howell. A Delta shooter, and who is one of the best guys with an M4 carbine you will ever see in your life. Paul, if you get Paul a plug in there. And a combination of my own experience, a combination of interviewing people, that community is a little secretive and a little tight-knit, obviously, due to PR and a lot of things that were written in the newspaper about those professionals. But, we didn't put anything in the books that we didn't go out and try ourselves, have firsthand knowledge that it worked, or at least verified the method, if you will, and the description of it, so that we could be accurate for the readers.
Well, you mentioned there's some of the press. Yeah, there was some negative reporting. You know, a few people sort of went off the reservation, as happens in every war. But I find that when veterans come home and they are part of the community defense in the U.S. or whatever their home country is, I find that veterans are really valuable assets because of their experience, and they usually have very high integrity. They're very professional. They're actually a good bunch of folks to have around, in my experience. I guess you would agree with that.
Oh, 100%. Don't get me talking too much about our brothers that serve, their bravery and the sacrifice that they make. I'll get emotional about the whole thing. Absolutely. And the same can be said of the private. The private military contractors. Yeah, there were a few bad eggs, that there were maybe some newspaper articles written about. But Blackwater, for example, Mr. Prince, was started by Eric Prince, never lost a protectorate. They never lost an asset. In all of those years and thousands of individual assignments, they never lost one.
That's remarkable.
You don't do that in that environment without professional, honorable people who are 99.9% ex-military anyway.
Right, right, exactly. Let me shift gears and ask you about your book here, the Teotihuacan Tuxedo. This is your latest book, just released in early 2012. In the few minutes we have left, can you describe what's in that book? Why it's valuable to civilians today?
Well, I wrote the book because if you go to a rifle class, which I highly recommend, don't just sit and read books, go to a class. And I'm not talking about a CHL instruction. That's valuable too. Obviously, any time with any tool makes you better with it. But if you go to a rifle class, you'll see a variety of individuals there, anything from National Guardsmen who are getting ready to deploy to the law enforcement officers who want to tune up their skills to just regular Joe nobodies. And what you'll find is that load gear, molly gear or load vest, all these, you see pictures of soldiers with all these straps and pouches and little compartments and things. That's typically called load gear. Is a relatively simple thing once you know about it and once you've gotten used to it, but a lot of people don't. I was joking earlier that if you go to one of these classes and there's any movement at all, the instructors often refer to the litter after the class goes through the course, pouches laying on the ground, sore shoulders, straps rubbing, blisters, all of these things. And if you don't have the right setup and the right gear before an event happens, you're not going to be able to run down to the local outfitter and or local gun store or order anything off the internet and get the right gear.
Yeah.
So it's a book written for beginners. If you served, if you've humped a kit, as we say, if you have quite a bit of experience with strapping on a vest and some body armor and a weapon and going out and being in the field, it's not for you. You won't really get a lot for it. But if you're a beginner and you've not had that experience, then I think it's a pretty good place to start.
So it applies to probably the vast majority of those watching this who are not necessarily, you know, veterans or active duty, law enforcement or military, but they perceive the need to get some skills in this area just to be safe, protect families, protect communities, perhaps even pitching in on at a community protection level in cooperation with local sheriffs and deputies if something does go down. You know, I can see small towns shutting off their roads and erecting barriers to prevent gangs of armed looters from coming in and wreaking havoc. I mean, that seems like a very viable scenario. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And you even saw that in Bosnia. Well documented in several places. There was a genocide movement going on, and local communities would, you know, try to band together and defend their turf, and oftentimes successfully. And the other thing I think a lot of people don't realize, or maybe diverge into a little bit of a story here, but a friend just recently bought a new vehicle, bought a new truck, and he went and was moving all of his contents from the old truck to the new truck and was just stunned at how much stuff he carried around with him. And this is a pretty neat, organized individual, but he was made several trips. And we were talking and said, you know, if it all falls apart, I think a lot of people don't realize they're probably not going to have that truck to carry around their stuff. They're going to have to carry it with them. And it's really even a typical patrol load is no heavier than a computer briefcase with an umbrella and a raincoat draped over your arm. Not much heavier anyway. So it's a good primer. If you're, as you said, new to this, you're going to have to carry around a lot more stuff. You need access to it. It needs to be secure upon your person, and it needs to be comfortable. You may have to run. You may have to hide, and you may have to fight. So that's why we wrote it.
Well, it sounds like a very valuable book. It's on top of the other three books that you've authored, which I encourage our viewers to check out. Go to Amazon.com if you'd like to shop there or anywhere else you'd like to shop, and search for books by Joe Nobody. You'll find several interesting titles that can help you defend yourself, your family, your community against the great unknown and even economic collapse scenarios, looting scenarios, even looting following a natural disaster. It could be like we saw with Hurricane Katrina. Mother Nature takes a toll on a community, and then, you know, the criminals or the criminal side comes out, and you got to protect yourself and your community. That's a very realistic scenario. So, Joe, I want to thank you for joining us today. I appreciate all your advice and input, and it's really great to be able to interview you. I appreciate, you know, you taking the time to do this, Joe.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, and I enjoy your good work, sir.
So for those watching, thank you for joining us. Spread the word on this and support Joe Nobody by purchasing his books. And it's probably some of the best money you'll ever spend. I know people who spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars on gold and silver, but then they don't know how to defend that gold. That's kind of a mismatch of attention and skills. So get the skills, and Joe Nobody is someone who can help you learn those skills. Thanks for watching. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, reporting on preparedness for naturalnews.com. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product.
We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.